So, what do you guys want for Christmas this year?
Pony.
A fuck to care.
No, I'm just joking.
Oh, you mean a fuck to give?
I want an alien for Christmas.
You want an alien for Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
Well, disclosure's coming soon.
A haunted doll.
Fuck off. Fuck you.
I will not be coming over.
Yeah, I'll be going to live with Bailey. You're like, fuck off, dude.
You can live in my my attic.
That's fine.
It's the letterbox room, so.
That's totally fine. At least I'm not here with a haunted fucking doll.
True. Just some cat shit.
That's fine. That's all my house is anymore now.
True. You do have three, so.
Yeah, that's my life, so.
And they're adorable.
Mm-hmm.
I went to change litter boxes Monday night, and
would you get like gassed by cat piss?
Well, one missed and pissed all over the litter box. So that's where my life's at.
Oh, is that the one I cleaned
up? Who do you think was the perpetrator?
I know who it is.
The new one.
It was the new one.
Mm-hmm. Ripley, the one that's sniffing your shoes.
They stinky.
She's getting high off your shoes.
Yeah, they love foot. Yeah. What is it with cats and foot funk, dude?
They love it.
They love that shit.
Because so your shoes, I saw this on a TikTok, but like cats know where you've been because they smell the scents that you bring home, right? And like your shoes, they go everywhere. So like then I went down this rabbit hole of thought of like, okay, so Shocker knows like when I go to work and then when I come home from work or like if I go to the bar, like you think he knows which thing I do?
I mean, I don't know how bad the bathrooms are at the bars you go to, but the ones I go to, there's piss everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's like they're just huffing other piss.
Nice.
That would.
So is it like their version of Whippets?
Yeah. Basically, they're just like huffing it.
Is that why Lou shoves both of her paws into my Vans and sticks her whole head inside of them? And she's like, yeah, I'm just
gonna get it. Well, we know you raw dog.
That's actually super cute.
We know you raw dog your shoes. So yeah, there's tons of foot funk for them.
Y'all raw dogging life out here.
But anyway, welcome everyone to Creeps in the Crypt. I hope you enjoy this special Christmas episode. Normally we take the last 2 weeks of December off, but because of
Eric being a workaholic and not giving us any days off.
Well,
he was going to talk shit about me. It's fine.
I was going to talk shit about Sam. But given the fact that we've taken Thanksgiving off, which we normally don't.
I was gone for.
That's fine. So that's totally fine.
Strike that from the record.
Literally, how dare you?
Look, all I'm saying is
sorry.
Sam's life blew up for a hot second.
I got the flu. Like circa 2021.
It's literally once a year, Sam's life explodes.
No, last year it did it. I got drunk last year. It's fine.
You got what?
I got roofied at a bar last year.
Hell yeah. Was it at least a good one?
I don't know.
No.
I remember last year.
I woke up at home.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
I drove myself home.
Oh, that's not good.
No.
I do remember last year giving, being your key source of transportation to and from the show for a hot second.
Last year?
Yeah, last year.
Lady Gray took a shit again.
Lady Gray.
No,
took
it was before Lady Gray. It was
that was 2021.
No, because I'd just gotten back to my job last year. It was like February of last year.
And the Mini Cooper took a shit. Did you not have a life blow up in 2022?
No, it was 2021.
Okay.
Either way, it doesn't matter. Sam's life blew up again. So, Sam's back. Welcome back, Sam.
Fuck you, Eric.
We've grown since you've last been here. Welcome back, Bailey.
Thanks.
So
thrilled to be here.
And she is, dude. She's super excited.
I am. I'm actually jumping up and down right now.
She's fucking engaged.
On the inside.
She's engaged in this episode, and I'm here for it.
I was about to say, I'm not engaged to anybody.
Well, with this episode, you are.
Oh. Yeah. I am.
Yeah. Super engaged. Ah, God damn it. I just was attacked by a cat.
That's what you get for talking shit.
Yeah. Karma. Karma. Why don't you guys push the couch back to the back? Is it?
No, because it's part of the kitty area.
Because the plug for the decorative tree.
Yeah.
Gotta have the we gotta set the mood.
It's a spooky wonderland up here.
Ambience.
It's cute, though. I love it.
This guy?
His name's... That's Bartholomew. No, that's Bartholomew.
No, that's
Bartholomew. You're right.
Bartholomew?
No. Mortimer's the little one. Bartholomew is the big one.
Oh, yep. Okay.
And they were missing the zombie only because the Halloween tree is up.
One day...
Yes.
I'm convinced that Bartholomew's gonna move on his own.
Yeah, I was a little spooked last time.
Don't fucking tell me that.
Yeah, no, Lucy was underneath him and knocked him over.
He didn't move on his own then.
Well, I didn't know
Lucy
that.
Lucy gave him a little nudge.
Should I freak out?
All I saw was the motherfucker lunge towards me and I was like, oh shit.
I would have peed my pants.
Yeah. Imagine one day it just falls over on you, Sam.
I will never come back.
Which is why we have moved him into the corner, only because before his wonderful staff of skulls used to be right over top of Sam's head.
Literally. And for you listeners that don't know what we're talking about, that haven't seen the studio, we have an 8-foot Plague Doctor animatronic in the corner of the studio that the cats like to crawl up under his robe. And
I sit right underneath him.
Animatronic?
He moves.
Yeah, he like breathes and stuff.
I want to see, but like
not while I'm not.
Have you seen the animatronic sitting behind
daylight.
You?
It's Sam.
It's Sam from Trick or Treat.
That guy?
Yeah.
From who?
Trick or Treat.
Is that a movie?
It is.
Yes.
Remember what I said?
Bailey doesn't watch movies, folks.
Do you remember what? No, he's a man. He forgot already.
Right.
He's a pumpkin man.
Trick or Treat.
It's a good one.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's not at the same time. It's kind of funny.
It's cute. I love it.
Next year.
It's a personal favorite. Actually, like, long story short, we bought the zombie and he showed up and not the zombie when we were on our honeymoon. And Eric was like, I want my fucking zombie. so when we got back, he mailed Sam back. And then they mailed us the zombie and then Sam showed back up.
They fucked up the return address.
It's like Annabelle. You can't get rid of it.
If you ever do get a chance to watch Trick or Treat, Sam keeps coming back alive. He doesn't die. He just keeps coming back. And I told Eric, I was like, it's a sign. Sam is meant to stay with us at this point.
I'm not watching any scary movie until I get a boyfriend because I will absolutely not be going home and getting into my bed and turning off all my lights by myself.
You are more than welcome to come over here and watch scary movies with us.
And then what happens when I go home, Eric?
You can crash here. We have a guest room.
With the fucking Plague Doctor?
No.
It's downstairs.
The guest room only has an old hag fortune teller in it. You'll be
Is that fine. Where that bitch is?
Yeah.
Yes.
Me in the future.
She's only about 4 feet tall.
Literally.
She talks shit to you, too. It's great. I'll show her to you later.
As she should.
She's like, you have nothing but bad luck. $5, please. I feel like she just reads out Sam's. Hold on. I feel like Esmeralda only reads out Sam's fortunes. You have nothing but bad luck.
$5, please.
$5.
That'll be fine.
No.
Big ones?
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, we're here for this special Christmas episode. We're covering Bruce Pardo.
Get it out.
Yeah. I was going to call it the Covina Christmas Massacre, but...
That's literally what it's titled.
Yeah, that's what I'm titled the notes, but I'm wrestling with it a little bit. Because I'm like, which one will get more hits if people search for it?
Probably Covina Christmas Massacre.
Get it out, we're both fucked up.
We're not even drunk. That's the sad part.
Nope.
There was one episode we did.
Not yet.
Christian could not say participation trophy for the fucking life of
her. Say it now.
Participation trophy.
I literally had to lean on the girls.
I had to use every brain cell in my head.
And none of them were working. They were all on meth.
They were all on shrimp.
Yeah, I had shrimp for brains. And I was like, what was it? Participation trophy.
And then she was like, and like it was like she had a stroke.
My brother was editing the show at the time. And he literally put in like a text-to-speech over her anytime she tried to say it.
A what?
A text-to-speech. So he like would type out participation.
GPT.
He would like type it out.
Like on TikTok, the lady?
Yeah, like the computer would read it and he would just superimpose it over her.
And then at one point he was like, God damn it, Christian, fucking participation trophy.
Damn, he played you. But you've come a long way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can say it now.
I have to think about it.
After like a year and a half of being just roasted unmercifully for it.
Sam, how about we bring about dinosaurs?
I was literally about to tell Bailey about that fucking episode.
What?
Eric decided he's going to be a funny guy. And I, listen, I have trouble pronouncing some big words or like words I've never seen before.
Uh-huh.
And fucking Eric brings out the damn Scrabble board of dinosaur names. And I'm like,
Well, like, we
trying to
just
fucking
got,
sound shit out.
We just got a massive influx of Canadian listeners, which, by the way, shout out to you guys. You guys rock.
Hell yeah.
So I was like, well, let's give them something to fucking really appreciate. So we're like.
And so he chose
the Partridge Tree Monster, which is a fucking dinosaur that runs around in the, like, the frozen tundra of Canada. Yeah.
If you need a good laugh, you can listen to that episode.
It's a great episode. It got a lot of downloads.
Great. People think I'm fucking retarded now.
Which, by the way, thank you all for this year's downloads. We got a 40% increase from last year.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
In total downloads. So if you're not downloading the show, please do.
It was because of the dinosaur episode.
It was definitely because of Albert Fish and Delphi. But that's besides the point.
Shout out Canada.
Shout out to Canada.
Hey.
So have some poutine for us, guys. But
French fries with gravy, right?
Yeah, and cheese curds.
Yum. Anything with gravy.
I didn't eat after the gym.
Anything is.
I had a banana.
A nanner.
A nanner.
We got some lamb down in the fridge if you need some protein.
I don't eat cute animals.
So what do you eat then?
It was only
ugly animals.
So what do you eat? How do you feel about goat?
Huh?
How do you feel about goat?
No.
No? No goats?
No.
I like goat cheese.
I like goat cheese. So maybe,
goat cheese
yeah.
is good.
Yeah. But my stepdad used to switch out. So he'd make venison for dinner. And he knew that I was strongly against eating venison because it freaked me out. And he would make dinner. And he'd be like, oh, yeah, like it's, steak. And I would eat the whole thing. And I'd be like, that was really good. And he'd be like, oh, yeah, that was deer. I was like, that is fucked up.
Awesome.
Fucked up. No, I would be so mad.
Dude, do you know how many people I don't tell what I'm fucking cooking? And I'm...
We did it to Jackson. We gaslight him. We're just like, it's chicken.
I was gaslighted as well.
Yeah. We're like, it's chicken.
I'll cook like alligator or something.
This is also the child that's like, asked for a happy hour menu.
True.
But anyway. Guys, thank you all for listening and downloading and sharing the show. Please continue to do so into 2024. And thank you again, Bailey, for joining us.
Yes. Yeehaw.
We love it. It's going to be a wild ride for 2024.
Yes. I'm excited. Thank you for having me.
No problem.
I'm honored.
And without further ado, Sam, take it away.
Perfect. I had to work today, so if I sound like I'm gargling glass, that's why. So on Christmas Eve 2008, 9 members of the Covina-based Ortega family were brutally murdered by 45-year-old Bruce Jeffrey Pardo. Is it Pardo or like Pardo?
Pardo.
Pardo.
It's either way. He's a massive piece of shit, so who really cares?
I mean, that's fair. That's fair.
Who's going to have an axe to grind over that?
Fair enough. Bruce disguised himself as Santa Claus, crashed the gathering of the Ortega family, and mercilessly killed the family before setting the entire place on fire. Bruce Pardo was born on June 28, 1956, in Monterey Park, California. He grew up in a middle-class family and had a relatively normal childhood. He went on to attend California State University at Fullerton, where he earned a degree in mechanical engineering.
Which he will definitely apply later on in this story.
For real. Yeah.
After graduating, Bruce worked a number of different jobs, including an engineer for a number of aerospace companies. He was described by those who knew him as a quiet, reserved man who kept to himself, which they're always the ones.
Mm-hmm.
The loners. Gotta watch out for them.
I don't ever want to be considered, like, described as, I lit up a room when I walked in, because then I'm dying.
Yeah.
What? I'm going to be murdered if I'm described as that.
It's like the rule of a play. Like, if you show a gun in the first act, you're going to use it in the third act.
Fair.
Yeah.
If she lit up a room when she walks in,
She's going to be murdered.
She's going to be a dim lit bulb by the end of it.
Well, to be fair, the blonde always dies first, so.
That's not true in horror. Screwed.
What did you say?
That's not true in horror movies.
I said that's not true horror. And I was like, okay.
No. Well, I mean.
What the fuck did I do?
You are initiated now.
Yeah, welcome. Welcome. If I've not berated you at least once, you're not really a true member of the show.
I can take it and dish it out.
Good.
Watch your fucking back.
He's surrounded on all sides.
I really am. I'm actually scared now.
As you should be.
I don't have an
exit
strategy.
You have one of each. You have a blonde, a brunette, and a redhead now.
Oh, no.
You are fucked, buddy.
You're like cats.
Evil laugh.
You're literally like cats. I've collected one of each.
Gotta catch them all.
I was going to use that joke later on in the episode.
Say. Gotta be quicker than that.
So, however, Bruce had a dark side as well. He had
shit. That's what we're talking about.
You wrote these notes, okay? Leave the fuck alone. I'm just trying to do my job, all right?
Look, man, I try to like leave openings in for myself.
He's wrestling with the fact that he's like surrounded by the trifecta of fuckery.
You're literally writing in your improv.
Yeah.
Okay.
You like that?
Yeah, I love it. That's perfect.
His blood pressure is rising. I can feel it.
So, Bruce had a history of domestic violence and had been arrested multiple times for assault. And so, Bruce, who was 24 at the time, he worked at Jet Propulsion Laboratory, or JPL for short.
So, that is a company founded by Jack Parsons.
No way.
Tied to Aleister Crowley. Who hopefully one day we will cover, but that will be a massive series, like 4 or 5 parts.
Jack Parsons is a crazy, like, life. Like, his whole life was And L. Ron Hubbard, he's also tied to him.
Dude, you already know.
I do, in fact, know. Yeah.
So, crazy. Yeah, Jack Parsons was, like,
did
all into
shit.
Witchcraft and all sorts of crazy shit. But the fact that this is tied into that whole world is fucking crazy.
He loved sex magic.
That was his
cool.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
I like that. So.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah. So he works at JPL, and at some point during his time there, he hacked into the system and like snooped around to see what everybody was being paid.
I'm going to go ahead and say, as somebody that is an Aquarius, I like to snoop around. I like to look. I like to see what everybody else is making, and because I'm like, I can do better.
About to go ask for a raise.
It's a little competition.
His whole thing was like he wanted to make sure he wasn't being slighted.
Oh no, I look for weakness. I'm looking for weakness. That's like what I'm looking for.
For who's making less than you?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm looking for like why the person either above me or right below me where they are.
Hmm.
And where the weaknesses are. And
she, then I will, like, she's a payroll person, so she has access to all this information.
Before that, I was a salesperson, and I was like, I can do better than you.
That's good. That's competition.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Haters
gonna hate, baby. Healthy competition.
It is.
Yep.
So in 1989, he got engaged to a coworker. The couple planned this large and expensive wedding and honeymoon in Tahiti, which that's kind of cool. I would love that. But at the time, Bruce didn't have a lot of money and he was living with his mother. So his fiance dipped
into... not good with finances.
Yeah, no. We're going to learn that later. His fiance dipped into her savings to fund the reception and put down deposits on the honeymoon.
Girl, you can do
run
better.
For real.
But don't even have a reception, guys. If you're going to do it like me and Christian did. Just go to the fucking courthouse and spend the money on the honeymoon. All together.
Yeah.
Like, save the cash.
We split that.
All $35 of it.
I want a princess wedding.
No.
I want a dark, spooky wedding.
Mine will be like a rave /
yes.
Princess.
Yes.
Instead of a wedding cake, it's just a bunch of Molly that they hand out.
Party favors at their finest.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Here's a cake laced with acid. I'm not at a CIA wedding.
Oh no.
I've been MK Ultra'd, everybody.
Oh my god. I will not be doing that. Just for the record, to all my future guests.
Done midnight driving, everybody. Let's go. Jeez.
So, on their wedding day, Bruce never showed up. She would later learn that he had withdrawn all of the money from their joint bank account and used it to fund a trip to Palm Springs, Florida for 3 weeks.
I would have just went to Tahiti and extended that stay.
Well, he didn't have Tahiti money, dude. He went to Palm Springs.
Yeah, but he took all of hers.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing. $3,000 isn't going to fund you to Tahiti.
Oh, it was only $3,000?
Yeah.
Well, it was in 1989, so...
It was probably equivalent to, like, $6,000 a day, but still...
At least, I'd say.
I want to say she, like, broke off the wedding when he came back with a full tan.
Probably, yeah.
But, I mean, like, she went to Tahiti,
so. I had to sort my shit out, so, you know...
Find a nice Tahitian man.
Ooh, spicy.
So, in 2004, he met a woman named Sylvia Ortega. The couple wed about 2 years later in January of 2006. But it wasn't long after the nuptials that Sylvia began to see her new husband wasn't the man she thought he was. Shocker. That's why we're talking about him today.
I'm just saying.
Who saw that coming?
Certainly not us.
Hindsight's 2020.
It started as most marital problems do, money troubles. Not that the couple was having trouble making ends meet. Bruce had a six-figure job as an electrical engineer as military contractor in Van Nuys. I'm pretty sure I said that right.
Hell yeah.
You did.
Thank you. I've been watching Selling Sunset, by the way. So, like, all the things I didn't know how to say before, I can say no.
I tried. I got immediately annoyed.
I'm shamelessly addicted to it, and I'm not sorry.
I have no clue what the fuck you guys are talking about.
Either.
It's like this real estate reality-ish show. It's like a drama.
I've been watching wrestling.
It's really trash TV, and I fucking love it.
I actually like her wrestling.
Yeah, we have wrestling night now.
It's like watching it's like watching TV novellas, but like with like body slamming. It's great.
I just watched 90 Day Fiancé. Like, it's my job.
It's that with body slamming.
I love that. Okay, maybe I should start watching that.
It's like that with body slamming. I love that.
Perfect.
So, the two had purchased a large home in Montrose. I'm pretty sure I said that right. If not, don't tell me. And Bruce owned a Cadillac Escalade. He owned a Hummer. And he had a boat that he kept on Lake Havasu.
Baller.
Did I say that right?
I don't know.
I think it's Havas. No.
I was talking about him balling out with that Escalade.
Lake Havasu?
Havasu?
It won't even matter.
Yeah. I don't know.
Don't nobody care about that lake.
The boat never shows up again in the rest of the story. The boat never makes another appearance, so who really gives a shit?
Well, Sylvia, who was a single mom of three at the time they got married from two different marriages, right?
I believe so.
Okay. Third time was not the charm.
No.
She worked as a secretary at a flower nursery and only made a fraction of what Bruce did. Yet Bruce refused to open a joint bank account with her or help with any of her children's expenses. He insisted that she take care of them on her own. Fuck that dude.
What a quality guy.
Great.
She wasn't the breadwinner. He wasn't about to turn his money over she could go to Palm Springs, get a tan. He already knows how that story ends.
Right. He wrote that story. So by the end of their first year of marriage, he had become cold, distant, and miserly with money. And it led to frequent arguments. By 2007, however, Sylvia learned something even more disturbing about her husband. Apparently, Bruce had a child from a previous relationship that he never disclosed to Sylvia.
So she found out about this from his mom. So
interesting.
His mom, like, ratted him out about this entire fucking thing.
Good, as she should. That was bad enough, though perhaps forgivable-ish. Not really. But
I don't think it is.
No, you can't. No. as someone who is a parent, like, I couldn't hide Adeline Grace if I fucking tried.
Not with them long legs.
She's going to outrun me. Well, she probably aren't going to outrun me. I don't run. I'm not a runner nor a track star.
You don't run away when it gets hard?
If you see me running, you should probably start running too, because something's chasing
you. You're being chased, yeah.
Yes.
It's me. I'm chasing you.
I wouldn't run from
you. So, little do you know. Surprise, bitch.
Surprise, motherfucker. So, but what Sylvia found out next shocked her conscience.
As it will all of you.
Yeah, I read it and I was like, bro, what the fuck? So, about 5 years earlier, Bruce had been watching his then 13-month-old son while the mother, Elena, I'm not going to try to say her last name, she went shopping. While Bruce watched TV, the toddler fell into their pool, and when Elena came home, Bruce was cradling the unconscious boy in his arms, screaming uncontrollably. It took hours of resuscitation and a helicopter flight to another hospital to stabilize the boy's condition. During this time, Bruce never left his son's side. A few weeks later, doctors determined that the boy had suffered severe brain damage from lack of oxygen. He was left a paraplegic who would need constant care for the rest of his life. Upon learning this, Bruce broke off the relationship with Elena and left his son.
He goes, I don't know if I can do this anymore. I'm out.
He said, First of all, I'm head out.
Why is he letting his 13-month-old child outside around a pool while he's in there watching fucking TV?
He's probably passed out on the couch.
I'm just saying.
I'm not a parent, but like, is that a thing?
No, it's not a thing. You'll let your 13-month-old play around a fucking pool.
That's why.
Like, they can't reach the fucking door handle, can they? I mean, to get out on their own.
You never know.
No, I don't know.
Mom would swan dive in that bitch and be like, "Here, come save me."
Maybe he crawled out the doggy dumb door bitch. Or something. I don't know.
True. Sounds like
I wasn't there.
Yeah, but I mean.
But the fact that this guy like dipped out on his disabled son, that he was kind of the cause for.
He was responsible. Yeah. You were responsible.
His kid basically turned into like. He was like Leonidas in that scene from 300 where he rejected the like. Ugly, fucked up, disabled guy from joining the Spartan army. He's like, nope, you're out.
Jesus. Although Elena never suspected Bruce of any wrongdoing, she needed help to pay the almost $350,000 in medical bills that had accumulated. Because Bruce refused to help her pay them, she was forced to sue his homeowner's insurance. The settlement money was less than a third of what the bills were, was used to pay down some of the medical bills and establish a trust to help pay the ongoing expenses of caring for their son. After the claim was settled, Bruce cut off all contact with both Elena and their son. He never paid a penny in child support, but he did continue to illegally declare the boy as his dependent on his taxes.
What the fuck, this dude.
Yeah. Scumbag. Jesus.
What was that guy's name that would jump on and off the trains?
Carl Panzeram.
There was another one too, wasn't there?
That was one you.
Are you talking about H.H. Holmes?
No. Maybe it was Carl Panzeram then.
Carl Panzeram's the only one that like butt fucked people on trains.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fuck you in that damn voice, Eric.
You brought it up, Sam.
I did. I thought his name was Richard or something.
Nope. Carl Panzeram. I like butt fucking train conductors.
I will.
Yeah.
Is that what he did?
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice. That is how Eric thinks he talked.
He brings it up in the caboose.
This is now why we watch wrestling, because after I did the Carl Panzeram series with Macho Man Randy Savage's voice, nothing showed up in my algorithm but wrestling videos.
No, there, Sparky. You started watching wrestling at freaking, like, when I was going to sleep, and you're like, look at this, and I was like, what?
I was trying to get the Macho Man voice down, so that's what I was like.
It sucked him in, like, a TV novella. Me, he was like...
I was fucked at that point.
That's
like,
funny.
He's worse than my dad watching the TV novellas. My dad actually really likes TV novellas.
Yeah, he'll watch it in subtitles and shit. It's like a guy that watches anime.
I hear they're pretty good.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched Jane the Virgin?
Yes.
I fucking love that show.
That was my favorite fucking show for like the longest time.
I love that show.
Yeah, same. Fucking same. I want to rewatch it. Yeah.
I just started rewatching. This is so random. I just started rewatching Botched. And I would like, it's like a sick pleasure because I'm like, this is so sick because these people's shit is so fucked up. Like, their titties are so fucked up. And then one day, Jackson watched them and he was like, why are her titties like that? And I was like, I don't know. I think she had a bad plastic surgery. And he was like, she just needs to just not do that.
Do you remember that girl?
Why does this man look like a cat all of a sudden?
Pretty a much. Cat?
There is a man who wanted to look like a Ken doll, and he is Asian, and he got implants.
I think I see him in my head. Okay, like, I think I know who you're talking about.
Yes. Yep.
I haven't watched Botch,
and
though.
He wanted to get a lot of other stuff, and Botch told him, like, the plastic surgeons told him, like, no, we're not doing that in surgery. That's super dangerous. Like, you get so many infections from it. He's like... I'm so sorry, you know, I just don't want to do it. I'll get somebody else to do it.
I mean, where there's a will, there is a fucking way. Go down to, like, Ecuador or something
and
do it.
And the people on TLC were like, we gotta follow him. Yeah. Give this man a TV show.
Literally.
No.
The Learning Channel. Full of useless drivel.
Is that what TLC stands for?
Yeah. Yes. Unfortunately.
Don't learn shit on
TLC. No, that's where you go to rot your brain. No.
Literally, isn't that where like 1,000-pound sisters are?
Yeah, My Strange 600-pound life.
And then that's what they turn.
Honey Boo Boo.
I like My Strange Addiction.
It's literally what not to do as a TV channel.
Well, I mean, we are learning.
What I have some strange addictions. We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
I'm so in for that.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
I
after
got really
we,
into like what not to wear with my mom.
Into and what?
What not to wear?
Oh, I used to love that show. The lady with the one streak in her hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a cutie.
I'm starting to grow that.
Do so, it?
Yeah. I'm starting to grow the little silver streak. It's like starting in like farther back than hers. But I was like, I might just let it go. But my mom used to be like, can you believe this? I'm like, Mom, I have seen you like no bra drop me off. Like, don't even fucking play, lady.
God damn, you're going to do your mom like that on a podcast?
Yes, fuck. I will.
Eric. No, leave Jody alone.
Right? This will be an off-air conversation because Eric knows what the fuck I'm talking about.
Unfortunately. Continue, Sam.
So when Sylvia learned about all of this, she could not forgive such callousness and didn't want to be held liable for the tax fraud he was committing by claiming the boy as a dependent. They began sleeping in separate beds, and in March of 2008, they separated. Bruce was livid. He fought her over everything, no matter how petty. Sylvia had asked Bruce if she could continue to live in their home until the end of the school year so her daughter could finish kindergarten. But while she and her daughter were away at a relative's birthday party, Bruce tossed all of their belongings out onto the driveway, so Sylvia filed for divorce. In June of 2008.
He was extremely fucking petty.
Yeah. As we'll learn.
A little bit.
He took pettiness to a whole extreme.
Yeah.
He just went full-blown fucking asshole with this entire thing.
Yeah. So, Bruce was ordered to pay Sylvia more than $1,700 a month in alimony.
That's three kids! Divided by three. That doesn't even cover half the shit.
Isn't alimony, though, like...
That's spousal support.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like whenever, so say like I was married to a rich man and I didn't have to work. So, or like he like made me quit my job or whatever.
That's even
for whatever reason.
That's really not even that much. It's $425 a week.
Yeah. But, and we divorce and he like, he has to pay for my living expenses.
Well, now I know my plan for life. I know who I'm marrying.
Not Bruce Pardo.
No.
Last thing you're going to see is a pissed off Santa Claus, if that's the case.
Absolutely not.
So his first alimony check bounced, and he stopped payment on the second one. What a dick
Hell
bag.
Yeah.
What a dick bag. Also in June, Bruce bought a, on obviously unrelated, he bought a 9mm Sig Sauer, a semi-automatic handgun. Is that Lucy?
No, that's Salem.
Oh.
Salem!
Oh, the buddy. I love
him. Anyway.
So in July, Bruce, who had no criminal record or history of violence, was fired from his job as an electrical engineer at ITT Corporation Electronic Systems Radar System.
Basically, he was a military contractor at that point.
Yeah. So he was billing false hours. And unsurprisingly enough, he was denied unemployment. Shocker.
Who could have thought?
Yeah, not me, certainly.
Who would have thunk it?
Yeah. Certainly not us.
Fired with just cause.
Right? So now he had no income. The judge waived his alimony obligation. But he was still $31,000 in credit card debt and had a $2,700 monthly mortgage payment. His debts did not stop him from buying another 9mm Sig Sauer on August 8th, though.
They're not fucking Pokemon cards, man. You can't collect them all.
Well, he tried.
There's that joke you were talking about.
I know. I was like, God damn it.
There's the improv you wrote in.
Yeah. Is it improv if he wrote it in?
No, that's the point.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
I'm learning.
Yeah.
It's okay. Yeah. I'm in my first acting job.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just dramatic as fuck. That's why Matt pays me.
You're a real thespian. Oh, do you work at Rigatoni's?
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice.
It's all starting to make sense, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm dramatic as fuck.
I actually knew that. Caitlin told me that like months ago. It's fine.
Totally fine. So about a month later, which was a wait required by California law, he purchased a third 9mm Sig Sauer. And the same day he ordered a custom-made Santa suit from a local tailor.
Could this not guy was also his neighbor. But yeah, Bruce Pardo's like 6'4 and 275 pounds. And he told the guy, look, I need you to make this have a lot of extra room in it. So he could carry all the guns. But he told the tailor that he was doing like a children's Christmas party. And that's why he needed the suit.
So, with the extra room. Did he have a fat suit or something?
Yeah, he didn't want to do a children's Christmas party. I mean, technically, you're right.
There was a party involved with children present. So.
He was doing a Christmas party. He did not lie.
Yep.
Technicalities.
Loopholes.
So, in October, after the mandated 30 days, he bought a fourth 9mm Sig Sauer.
He really liked that one gun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, why not buy multiple different guns?
One type of ammo.
Because...
Well, you could buy multiple, like, 9mm. You could buy a 9mm long rifle. You could do all sorts of shit.
He's a man of habit.
He likes what he likes.
It's like he read a review and he's like, this is the fucking gun. This is the best gun on the planet.
God. You know, the heart wants what the heart wants, I reckon.
He goes to Gun World.
I see that right now. I'm watching Salem, like, just loving every minute of, like, the attention.
Yeah, we're best friends now, so.
He probably went to Gun World and was like, give me the most German-based killing machine I can get my hands on.
Pew, pew, pew.
Yeah.
Oh, executive producer Salem's here.
He's the best. So, that same month, October, he visited a friend in Iowa where he purchased 16 magazines that held 18 rounds each. That's a fuck ton of bullets.
Well, in California, you're only allowed to have a 10-round magazine. You can't get anything bigger than 10 in California. Most 9mm handguns are 15. But in California, you can only have 10. So he had to go out of state to get bigger magazines.
Got it. So Bruce's friend said that he seemed in good spirits, though he had confessed that Sylvia was, quote, taking him to the cleaners in the divorce. Mm. Oh, no, it's always the woman's fault. Do.
Yeah, except all of his alimony checks either bounced or were stopped. So,
He was unemployed. I mean, he had all that money for guns, though.
Yeah, literally. Priorities.
You know.
So I don't know where he got the money to buy the guns because they were like $1,000 a piece.
Jesus.
Probably some shady shit.
Probably. On November 13th, he purchased a fifth 9mm Sig Sauer and picked up the Santa suit. Mm. On December 18th, 2008, the divorce Bruce so hated was finalized. He was able to keep the house, but was ordered to pay Sylvia $10,000. She was allowed to keep her expensive engagement ring and the family dog. Late on the night of Christmas Eve...
He's like, you could have my house and the money, but you ain't taking my goddamn dog.
Late on the night of Christmas Eve, residents of the quiet cul-de-sac in Covina reported seeing a man in a Santa suit get out of a blue Dodge Caliber, which that's like the SUV things, right?
It's like a, yeah, it's like a mix between a hatchback and, yeah.
Okay. Mm. The Santa, who was pulling a large gift wraps box on wheels, waved and said Merry Christmas to passersby.
That's so creepy.
Mm. Ew, can't wait. It's icky.
I can't wait for you to hear what's in the gift wrap box.
Yeah.
I know what's in it.
So anyway, I went in blasting.
You know, you're not far off.
Soon, many of those neighbors would be calling 911 in a panic because the Ortega's house was on fire. Callers told dispatchers that they heard gunfire and then an explosion. Some of the Ortega's guests had managed to escape the burning house, including a 16-year-old girl who had been shot in the back and an 8-year-old girl who'd been shot in the face.
And so the way that this went down, when he walked in the house, this little 8-year-old girl, Katrina, like ran up to the door and it was like, it's Santa. It's Santa. And then Bruce just pulls out his Sig Sauer and just
literally shoots her in the face.
Yeah.
Fucked up.
But she lived.
Awful. Well, I'm glad.
She did live, but she probably has.
But
she
had to what have, cost?
She had to have extensive surgery done, but the way she turned her head in such a way to where it didn't kill her, it just shot through her cheek and her jaw.
Okay.
She had an archangel.
She definitely did.
Yeah, for sure.
Vase was putting in long hours
long
that day.
Long hours.
So when firefighters arrived, or no, another woman had jumped from a second story window and only broke her ankle.
Wow.
Right.
Lucky break.
Could be. Literally.
God damn, dude.
Sorry.
That was good. That was good shit. Sorry.
Apologies.
So when firefighters arrived.
Hold on. I got to congratulate her on that one.
That's what I do.
You do it well.
Thank you.
So when firefighters arrived, the Ortega's house was burning so hot, flames were shooting 50 feet in the air, and it took firefighters nearly 2 hours to put it out.
So basically what happened during all this is he started just gunning down the family.
God.
And the brother, like his brother-in-law recognized him. He's like, it's fucking Bruce. Like, shooting everybody.
Yeah.
And after he... you know, guns everybody down, he whips out a flamethrower he made him fucking self.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrapped it like a gift to just emphasize his assholishness. Like, that is the most just jackass shit you could do. But he was very proud of that.
I mean, clearly. He kept to his theme.
Yeah.
But what dumbass didn't realize is that there was two like running fireplaces. Is he doused the house with racing car fuel.
Mm-hmm.
So it was hyper high octane fuel.
Accelerant, yeah.
So it blew his ass up, basically, which is what we'll find out in a second.
Yeah,
well, he definitely found it out.
He definitely went in there with the intention to kill as many people as humanly possible.
Oh, for sure.
Within the time frame that he
kill his stepson. So his stepson was like the 17-year-old kid up in the upstairs playing video games and shit. And when the flamethrower exploded, it killed the kid instantly.
Oh, my God.
At least it was instant.
Yeah.
I feel like I would rather have instant death.
Yeah, for sure.
Than burning alive?
Yeah.
That's probably like
definitely
super fucking painful, probably. Maybe.
Yeah, it's not on my...
I'm gonna shot in the dark here.
Wish list. My ways to die list.
Alexa, please add Bernie's death to my wish list.
Fire and water are the two ways I don't want to go.
No. I think about like drowning death. That's crazy.
It's the silence, man.
The same like burn though in your lungs probably as just burning to death.
It takes so long to fucking drown. Ugh.
I think suffocating would probably be the worst.
It's the same thing as drowning, essentially. Yeah. It's just the deafening silence that you have to deal with when you drown. Because there's no noise around you. It's all muffled with water.
Ew.
You really are just stuck with your own thoughts at that point.
Ewy.
I was thinking about kitties.
That's your last thought before you go.
Yeah.
She's literally on the verge of death and she's like, and gurgles.
What about my kitties?
I would be so worried about my kitties. I would be like, oh, poor kitties.
Well, if you die in the house.
Not your child or your husband.
He's good.
Just the cats.
He'll make it.
They're self-sufficient. The kitties aren't.
True.
They need us.
That is true.
Yep. He can feed himself. If I stock that fridge with Hot Pockets,
it'll be fine.
Let me put it this way. He's not going to eat our faces when we croak.
Exactly.
The cats will.
Yeah, Shocker wouldn't waste a second.
So I love you, Salem. Please don't eat my face while I'm dead.
I feel like Salem's the least likely candidate.
You know what? Actually, if we really had to rank it, it would be Lucy, Ripley,
Salem.
Then Salem.
Yeah.
Salem's just going to meow on us for a while.
You're like, bitch,
wake up. It's time to feed me.
He's like,
I want to snuggle.
He's like Leonardo DiCaprio's character in While It's Eating Gilbert Grape when he finds his mom dead.
Well, what was eating him?
I've never seen that.
I'll have to show it to you guys later.
That's terrible.
So, when the fire was finally doused, investigators immediately spotted several heavily charred bodies near the front of the house. As they continued their search, they would discover a total of 9 bodies in the ruins of the once happy family home. The bodies were so burnt, they could only be identified by dental records. They were Joseph and Alice Ortega, their son Charles and his wife Sherry, another son, James Jr., and his wife Teresa, their daughter Alicia and her son Michael, and their other daughter Sylvia. Nearly all of them had been shot with a 9mm weapon. Based on bullet trajectories, some had been shot execution style. The surviving family members were able to tell police exactly what had transpired and who was responsible. Bruce Pardo. From their accounts, as well as evidence at the scene, investigators were able to piece together a truly horrific crime. Bruce, dressed as Santa, pulling a large gift wrap box, knocked on the Ortega's door around 11:30 that night. 8-year-old Katrina... I'm not even going to try that name.
Yusuf Polsky?
You're good.
Yusuf Polsky.
I left it in there in case you wanted to try.
The shit out of that.
I left it in there in case you wanted to try.
No, I think you had.
I tried.
She lived. You're good.
Oh, she did. Yeah, never mind. Never sweat.
I tried. All right. Okay. That's about all they got.
Okay. You did good. I'm proud.
Everybody who's listened to this to this point.
Sam's rusty.
Knows.
It's okay, everybody.
What?
Anybody who has listened, like, up to this point, like, at all of our episodes, they know I struggle with
I'm new. These. Forgive me.
It's okay. You'll get there.
I'm going to get Sam Babble for Christmas.
Just listen to that dinosaur episode.
Got it. On it.
Dilophosaurus.
I don't need to go so bad.
So, Katrina rushed to the door to let him in. As soon as she opened the door... Santa shot her in the face. He then rushed into the house.
Bad Santa.
That is bad Santa.
Where's Billy Bob Thornton at?
He would not approve. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you that.
No.
He was bad Santa. What are you talking about?
He would not shoot somebody in the face. It's Billy Bob Thornton.
This is the worst Santa.
Quite literally the worst. He had a gun in each hand, shooting everyone he could see. Then he opened the large box and pulled out a homemade flamethrower.
He basically cobbled this thing together in his basement. It's like an air compressor and a gas tank.
That sounds heavy as fuck.
So it just sprays gasoline everywhere, and then he can light it whenever he wants.
Okay, so it's...
It's not like a real flamethrower. Yeah. It's like a gas propulsion system, but
he for just the put sake accelerants this, everywhere, yeah, basically.
He, uh-huh. Exactly.
Yeah.
He put race like racing fuel
it's
everywhere.
It's an accelerant thrower. Not a flamethrower.
Well, it turned into a flamethrower real quick.
Yeah. Right, but anyway.
It threw all the flames that were in the fucking tank everywhere.
So he didn't know that there were already open flames in the home. There were two fireplaces that were lit. Those flames sparked an explosion, and it didn't take long for police to find Bruce. Only 3 hours later, and about 40 miles away in Sylmar, Brad Pardo, which is Bruce's brother, called the local police. He had just returned from another Christmas party to find Bruce lying in a pool of his blood, his own blood, on his couch. Bruce had died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound to his head. Lying next to him was a 9mm Sig Sauer semi-automatic handgun. In his lap was another just like it.
So what's crazy, though, is the fact that this fucking asshole, when the flamethrower blew up, and I'm doing air quotes on flamethrower, the Santa suit was made out of fucking polyester.
What an idiot.
Which is basically just like plastic thread.
Right.
It fused to his skin. Ooh. So he lived through the explosion, but it melted his Santa suit to his body, and he was covered in second and third degree burns all over.
Honestly, that's what you fucking get.
He also had $17,000 in cash strapped to his body, which is why he needed the extra room in the Santa suit, because he was planning on making a run for it after this.
Honestly, yeah.
To Canada, right?
Well, there's speculation on Canada or Mexico, because he had a bunch of different rental cars. And airline tickets to Iowa to go see his buddy that he was supposed to go see, and Canada, and some other shit.
So he was basically trying to be like a John List.
Yeah, he was trying to go full John List with this thing.
He didn't do a very good job.
No. Well, he didn't realize that the racing fuel would just blow up.
Yeah.
So the guy in rocket propulsions, much like Jack Parsons, met his end.
Same. Different.
Yeah. This guy drove to his brother's house 45 minutes away in a Santa suit stuck to his, it's part of him now.
Ooh.
And he already knew it was over. He's like, I can't continue this.
I will never recover from this.
Yeah.
The amount
of pain he went through in his last 45 minutes of existence.
Honestly, good for him. Good.
True.
I'm glad.
Yeah. Yes, but
I'd probably want to end it all, too, if I had some shit burned into my skin.
Yeah, I mean, you're just Santa forever. You're Scorched Santa.
Scorched Ew. Santa.
Ew. He's like so Spawn.
Nice. Canada Scorched Santa.
Fucking grody. So he had extensive third-degree burns on his hands and arms. He had also had traces of cocaine in his system.
Yeah, he was railing a lot of cocaine before he did all this.
How was he affording all this? At that point, you might as well.
He had $17,000 in cash on him.
Where did he get that, though?
Well, all the alimony payments he wasn't making.
True. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Found it. Unfortunately, this awful story is still not over. So, we're still not done. Parked outside Brad's house was a blue Dodge Caliber, which records showed had been rented to Bruce. Inside it, police could see the burnt remains of a Santa suit and thousands of rounds of ammunition. They could also tell that the car had been booby-trapped. Using a robotic device, police were able to safely detonate the bomb that had been rigged inside the vehicle.
Yeah, he had a pipe bomb built, too.
Mm. Great. What a guy.
There was just chunks of skin and Santa suit everywhere.
That's fucking disgusting. Ew, did he, peel? No.
Yeah.
I just had a thought.
Yeah, it was peeling off of him.
Oh, God.
I read somewhere that he, that it did explode.
What, the car?
Yeah. And that, nobody was hurt, but it did explode.
That's what they mean by safely detonate it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That makes it a sense.
Are you Italian now?
It makes it a sense.
It makes it a sense.
So
the hand gesture made it for me.
I'm not gonna lie. Me and my friend at work, she'll like, okay, so like the chef's kiss hand, right? One day she literally comes up to me and she goes, French kiss by accident, because she thought like that instead of chef's kiss, it was French kiss. So now she just comes up to me and goes, French kiss. And I'm like,
that's fucking great.
Yeah, it's funnier that. If you're there.
No,
I mean, so.
No, that works. That's good stuff. She wants to French you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, okay.
So around the same time, Pasadena police received a call from attorney Scott Nord. He wanted to report a suspicious vehicle parked at the end of his driveway. Scott, coincidentally enough, had been Sylvia's divorce attorney.
Who would have thunk it?
Yeah, right? The vehicle, which was a silver Toyota RAV4, had also been rented by Bruce. This vehicle, thankfully, wasn't booby-trapped. Instead, it had...
That was the getaway vehicle.
Yeah. Why would you put it in front of an attorney's house?
Well, he was going to drive the blue car.
And, like, what, frame Scott Nord?
No, he was going to kill Scott Nord.
By blowing up the car.
Well, he was going to go there, kill Scott Nord, get in the silver Toyota as his primary getaway vehicle. It's kind of like a red herring. This dude's an asshole. This dude's just a dumb asshole.
He's kind of like a cross between Israel Keyes and John List.
Basically.
Okay, cool.
There's a lot of thought, but not a lot of thought.
He's just a fucking chaotic sociopath
that's like, I'm going to show the world. Mm-hmm. And he did.
Yeah. He showed us something.
Mm-hmm.
So the RAV4 contained supplies that indicated Bruce had been planning a rather long road trip. It had maps of the U.S. and Mexico. It had food, water, computers. After he killed the Ortegas, his plan had
He had a desktop and a laptop in that car.
Where was he going to plug it in at?
Maybe in the Baja with Jesse Ventura. I don't know. Down in the Baja.
Cozumel.
Going to the Baja.
So his plan was to drive the booby-trapped Dodge to Scott's house, where he had previously parked the RAV4 to use as his getaway car. And I guess to just hop in the other ones as he went.
Yeah, he was going to leave the Dodge booby-trapped at that guy's house.
Yeah.
And then, you know, make a quick getaway.
Evidence would later show that he also intended to kill his own mother, whom he believed had taken Sylvia's side in the divorce.
I mean, she had. She literally testified against him.
And sat with his in-laws during the divorce proceedings. So she actually was, like, invited to the Christmas party that he wasn't invited to.
So, I mean, she knew he was a piece of shit.
I mean, it would be like if me and Christian got divorced.
If the shit
My mom would definitely sit on her side of the courtroom.
Yes. She'd be like, my son is an asshole.
Yeah. And I've just made my peace with
that. And Christian is an angel baby.
I'm not going to gun down
all the boobs on her head.
She is.
Yes. Yeah. Even your dad, if he was here, he'd be the same way.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Oh, I know.
I was the favorite. Still am.
You like that, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. I'm still the favorite.
I love that.
I know I am.
You should be.
No. The other Eric's brother's girlfriend knows. She knows.
She's not the favorite and you're the favorite? That's what she knows?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
As she should. So the explosion at the Ortegas home had burned Bruce so badly that he couldn't follow through with the rest of the plan. Instead, he drove to his brother's house and took his own life by putting the barrel of the gun in his mouth and pulling the trigger.
Cowards!
Yeah, fucking coward.
What the fuck is he gonna... He looks like an extra crispy, like,
chicken
gingerbread man at this point.
Gingerbread man.
Like the Santa suit's just
elf.
Burnt.
Scrooge, if you will.
Like, he's fucking melting at this point.
Well, thank God he's not like fucking baklava. You can't peel back the fucking layers of baklava.
Well, technically you could because there was chunks of it all over the couch.
Ew. He is the ghost of Christmas past.
Yeah.
He's the ghost of Christmas kaboom.
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 Yeah. The film Silent Night, which was produced or came out in 2012. I don't remember this movie at all.
I don't either. I remember the name.
I didn't think it was that, though.
No, I didn't either.
But the movie Silent Night was partially based on this Covina massacre. In the film, a character tells the story of a man who donned a Santa suit and used a homemade flamethrower to attack a Christmas party being attended by his ex-wife. So,
damn Hollywood. The
similarities.
Yeah, right. I don't remember Silent Night. I wonder.
We'll have to watch
it. But do you guys ever read about these big news line headline murders? And this is in 2008. I was 17. You're 17. Where the fuck was I?
Well, during this time, I think Jodi Arias was sucking up a lot of the news cycle. Because, there were pictures of her butthole online. So,
but I don't even remember her trial. I was Googling
those a lot. I watched your trial when I was at the bar.
Christian. Why are you looking at Jodi Arias'
butthole? I mean, why wouldn't I look at Jodi Arias' butthole?
She was pretty, but she was fucking crazy.
Pretty insane.
Yeah, pretty crazy. But,
you like crazy ass.
Crazy.
I mean, look, dude.
Well, crazy ass woman.
If there's a killer's butthole on the internet, I'm probably going to try to look at it.
Did it wink at you?
No, but it winked at Travis Alexander. right before he got shot in the head.
Oof. A whale?
Poor guy.
But that's going to be it for us, guys. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animals.
We'll be back next year. We're going to kick the year off right by shitting on the Warrens again.
Why?
It's kind of our thing.
I have such a deep love for the Warrens. I guess this is my hill to die on because
they're so wholesome. And I was like, shut the fuck up.
I like the Warrens.
Shut your dirty whore mouth.
What's your
tell me what to do with my fucking whore mouth.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you what to do with your filthy whore mouth later.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to my personal hell, Bailey. Welcome to it.
Good Lord.
All right, Sam, everybody.
Let's just start cracking jokes like that at each other just to make them uncomfortable in turn.
No, no, he would like that.
Yeah,
so.
I would. It's kind of my thing. Cannot
win. No.
Because I'm just going to lean into it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Christian, if you want to do your thing.
Lean with it, rock with it.
Yeah.
Shake that laughy taffy. Cock with it.
And then you ruined it.
Yes. Sam's face.
You ruined it.
Thank you. I left my subtitles on.
I'm done. I'm done with you all.
We appreciate you guys so, so much. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you again, Bailey, for coming back. We didn't scare her off, guys. So no. Clearly she likes us.
It's a bad bitch. You can't kill me.
We a vibe.
Like a cockroach. You cannot get rid of me.
Eric didn't know that he was going to get into the trifecta of the hair colors, but here we are.
Yep.
Here we are.
You could say I was the missing puzzle piece.
Yes, certainly were.
A million little pieces.
Yep.
Yeah.
Make sure you guys are following us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. Make sure you guys are leaving comments. We actually really appreciate those, and we do read them clearly.
Spotify lets you tell you what you or tell us what you think of the episode,
and they better be fucking positive.
Did you see mine last week?
I did. It was great.
I don't remember what I said.
I published it.
Oh hell yeah! I think I just said yay.
Any of the positive comments get forehead kisses, virtual ones. We love you guys. And
can I redeem?
I mean, talk to Christian. She's doling them out. She'll get with you after the show.
Yeah, perfect.
Besides that, make sure you are sharing the show. We really, really appreciate that. And we are so excited as we move through Christmas and get into the new year. We have some really good things planned for you guys. We also have some open spots, so make sure you guys are sharing anything that you wanted us to cover.
Yeah, just inbox us at creepsinthecrypt@gmail.com if you have a request, or get up with us on Instagram.
Yes.
I'm assuming we will be setting up a new TikTok account.
Yes.
Yep.
So Bailey can do her thing.
Yeah.
The ticky-tacky.
I'm a 25-year-old. Is that Gen Z?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. We.
Yes.
No.
You're Gen Z.
Don't put that evil on me. Ain't no way.
Yeah.
You're a Gen Z. Yeah.
Unfortunately, you're a Gen Z. And
you're like an older Gen Z.
Unfortunately,
though.
For who? Because I can run our TikTok.
Yeah. Yeah. See, yeah. That's the thing. That's what we were looking for. That was the missing puzzle piece all along.
I had struggles.
We're all fucking. We're like. What? The TikTok?
Yeah,
what
is old.
The TikTok?
We're yeah. old. We don't do Musical.ly? TikTok. Musical.ly?
What is that? Isn't it a song by fucking Kesha?
Don't hate on Kesha.
Listen, okay, I'm not hating on fucking Kesha. I'm just going to do my lead paint stare. I'm just saying, isn't it a fucking song?
Probably.
It's got like it is. A lead paint stare while I look at fucking
oh,
TikTok.
Oh my God.
Lead paint stare.
Just...
I'm done.
But yeah, no, I'm gonna be fucking up the TikTok, so.
That's fine.
Do it.
Yeah.
Yep. Post content.
I yep. will.
All right, guys. We will be taking New Year's week
we
off.
We have to think of an... sorry, I know. We always the stay creepy, stay spooky, stay safe. Do you have something...
I had one that I thought of for...
We always do that at the end of every episode.
I don't know. Always... I'll figure one out, though.
We'll figure it out.
Think of one. It's always a...
Stay
like,
sexy.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah,
I was thinking stay strange.
I like that for me.
I like that too.
Yeah, stay
I
strange.
Like that.
All right, sold.
All right, so yeah, we will be off the week of New Year's. We are taking New Year's off since we're giving you this awesome Christmas episode.
Yes, I will be in a sabbatical feud with my brain and enjoying Christmas, and I will come back to you guys with. All the comedy and
so
everything.
So we will be back on January 6th with a new episode shitting on the Warrens. And it's going to be the Enfield Poltergeist, guys. I hope you guys have a great time listening
to
that
one. Shit on the Warrens every time.
Because they're frauds. But, all right. Stay creepy.
Stay spooky.
And stay safe.
And stay strange. Hey, I'm here too.
Yeah. Sam's always got to go last with the stay safe.
Oh, that's fair. Okay. That's fair.
Should we start over?
Yeah, fuck it.
Let's do it.
Stay creepy.
Stay spooky.
Stay strange.
And stay safe.
I like that.
Perfect.
I love it.
The four S's.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.